Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
20623.
Repeat it one more time, please.
60623.
60623?
Yes.
First and last name, please.
Austin.
And first name, please.
Geronimo.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. My system is searching.
It's Geronia.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Okay, can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
I don't even know what y'all charging me for.
Okay. Well, I'm a customer service agent, ma'am, at a call center. And we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. So I cannot provide you with no information until I have an account completely verified. If you don't want to provide me with your information, I completely understand. Your financial institution could give us a call and confirm that we're the company that is billing you.
So y'all not the one who's billing me?
If you don't want to provide me with the information that I'm requesting...
But I don't know. It's 4029 West 21st Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60623.
Thank you. So, yes, I see your note was done on May 5th for $7.95 for the Plus Oximeter. Do you recall placing the order? Do you recall placing an order back on May 5th?
No, I did not.
Are you saying that this account is fraud, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that this account is fraud and you did not do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I'll be transferring you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order. Will that be okay if I transfer you over to the fraud department so they could further assist
yes.
you? Okay, give me one moment then. Give me one moment. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Stay on the line while you get a transfer over. Please do not disconnect the call while you're getting a transfer over to the fraud department.
Okay.